This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, many of you have emailed me and asked me if I could read a little bit from my book, Our Muslim Woman Oppressed. So I've decided to take a little bit of an excerpt out of my book and inshallah ta'ala share it with you. Okay, inshallah ta'ala. A woman's beauty is in whom she is and her actions, not what she looks like or what she wears. And this is a quote that I'd written, chapter 2. This is always a sensitive topic. People are always scared to ask me why Muslim women dress the way they do. Often, when I'm speaking somewhere, I can feel people wanting to ask this question, but they don't. I feel that I need to address this question to help curb the curiosity of many people out there who are reluctant to ask this question. Muslim women have been told to observe hijab by the creator of the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They only observe hijab when they're outside or when they're around other men who are not immediate family, who can see them. And in the Quran it says, O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the believers to draw their outer garments close around them. That will be better, that they may be known as Muslims and not be bothered. And that's chapter number 3, verse number 59. I will leave it at that. That is the beginning of chapter 2, talking about Muslim women's attire and why we wear it and the importance of it. And also, what is the difference between what we are being taught from the media and other sites? And there's a lot of incorrect information, as well as what is the truth? What is the truth about our clothing and our hijab and what the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, told us, as well as what Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us in the Quran. So inshallah, I hope you get to read the book, Are Muslim Women Oppressed? There you go. Inshallah ta'ala. It is a book that's it's been very popular lately, alhamdulillah, and so I do hope you get the chance to read it. Inshallah, you can also come to the website www.zohrasarwari.com and sign up for our newsletter. Find out more about what we're doing and where I will be speaking, inshallah, if I'm doing any interviews on television or radio, as well as a lot of good stuff. So don't be afraid. Come to the newsletter. Come to the website. Join the newsletter. And we'll move forward from there. Thank you. Have a great day. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.